Recording with the family in mind. 3, 2, 1. I spoke with Edward Tannenbaum, tax and estate planning attorney and a partner in the New York office of Alston & Byrd. I wanted to ask him about what money issues do couples need to know? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman-Morris. When it comes to estate planning, what can non-married but committed partners do to allocate or arrange for transfer of assets to each other? Edward Tannenbaum responded, non-married partners have many of the same estate planning mechanisms available to them as do married couples, such as wills and trusts, that can be drafted to properly transfer assets to the surviving partner. The one benefit that a non-married couple does not have is the federal estate tax marital deduction, which allows a married couple to defer federal estate tax until the survivor's death. But the non-married couple can protect against the estate tax with life insurance. I then asked Tannenbaum, what's the estate planning frame of mind needed for young couples and for divorcing couples? Edward Tannenbaum responded, when embarking on estate planning, although a young couple should focus on how to lessen the estate tax burden upon their deaths, the other primary focus should be on who will they appoint as trustee to manage their assets for their young children, and who should they appoint as guardian to raise their children. The guardian and the trustee need not be the same person. Tannenbaum went on to say, if a couple is facing a divorce and they have not entered into a prenuptial agreement, each spouse may want to take steps to do a new will that protects their intended beneficiaries after the divorce. Should one spouse pass away before the divorce is finalized, the surviving spouse may still have a claim to a portion of the deceased spouse's estate. It's an important topic. It's your money, so take it personally. I'm Valerie Coleman-Morris with the family in mind.